Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, the thirdingredient.com. Scott Arno is here. He is the security advocate, and he is, as I say, he's one of the top security cybersecurity experts on the planet. He's a member of a very small group of folks who are extreme experts. Scott, thanks again for being here. Talk to us about this, some of these new increasing phishing attacks that you're concerned about.
Well, phishing attacks are one of these things that's kind of always there.
Remind folks what phishing is in case there's somebody who doesn't remember.
That's a great point, Jim. Thank you. Basically, a phishing attack is an email that is sent to try and trick you into taking an action or clicking on something. And usually they'll do that by either scaring you or offering you a reward if you only click on this, that kind of thing.
Making it sound like this is an entity that you're familiar with, maybe you've done business with, and we're checking in with you. Click here and confirm what blah blah blah.
Oh,
a friend.
You know, earlier this year, I got into almost an argument with an older attorney who was showing me how he had gotten an emailed recommendation for some discounted telephones that I was looking, going, "Yeah, that's a scam." And he's like, "No, it's not. Here, look, the Verizon logo is right there." The thing is, that doesn't tell you anything because it's very easy to fake that.
Hey, Scott, all I want to say about your friend is, bless his heart.
Yeah, and the thing is, I basically said, "Look, I can't have you keep falling for this, so let's back it up." And what I did was I looked at the email, and I just opened it up and showed him who actually sent in the email, and of course it wasn't Verizon. And that's something you really have to watch out for.
It was from the Romanian Verizon company.
Yeah, they're not quite as nice. So what you typically see, a lot of them nowadays will target social media, especially LinkedIn and Facebook. And they're basically, you might see something like you have to reset your password, or someone tried to add you or tag you in a photo, or someone mentioned you. Now, one thing to realize with all of these, it's an absolute defense. When you get something in there, no matter how exciting it is, no matter how interesting or scary, there's always a link to click on. Don't click on the link.
Don't click. Just don't click.
Yeah, don't click. But if it's from LinkedIn or Facebook or whoever else, just go to the site directly.
That's right.
Actually, go to LinkedIn.com. Go log in and see if it happens. I mean, I've certainly seen these as well, where they come in and it's like, so-and-so just added you on LinkedIn. You're like, wow, that person's really prestigious. And you go look, and there's no request from them. And it's like, okay, clever trick.
That's right.
And had you actually clicked on that, it would have attacked you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I never click on a LinkedIn email. I'm not on LinkedIn every day. So when I get an invitation, you know, I probably go and accept invitations or not once a week. And I always do it on the website. Folks, carpenters have an old saying, measure twice, cut once. When you're talking about phishing, look at it four times and only click on one that you've confirmed is actually the right people. What do you think?
Absolutely. And
measure four times, cut once.
Yeah, some of these will target you specifically if you're looking to be more secure. Something like there might be an email saying you've got to check your password right away. And that's fine, but do it directly through the account. Just never, ever click on what's sitting in that email, because that's the trick.
The problem is, Scott, these guys are getting a lot better at this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
More sophisticated.
It's not simply bad.
Go ahead.
Well, it could be something like, hey, Jim, your package is arriving tomorrow.
Right.
Or, hey, Jim, your Amazon order return has been processed. And you're going, what? What's that? Click. You know, it's human nature.
Well, no. That's not how what we say. We don't say, what's that? We say, oh, yes, I ordered that yesterday. Let me see how it's going.
Yeah, I've actually seen that attack. Exactly. Track your package here. And again, if you want to go directly to United Parcel Service, the post office, or FedEx, and check directly, Sure, go right ahead. Just don't click on the link. That's the danger.
And tell us what happens when you do.
Well, often what will happen is a fake site will be set up, and boy, oh boy, these look really convincing when you go on them. And as soon as you do, everything looks legit. As you've clicked on it, you've now opened up your computer to the attack, which will come directly through the site that you've just clicked on.
Mm-hmm.
One odd way to keep you from going on these things is if they ask you to log in and you're using a password manager, the password manager won't let you in because it's not the real site. Because it identifies it according to what's called the IP address, which is the numerical
right.
address of real sites on the net. So even if two look identical, but they have two different numerical addresses, a password manager will only let you log into the real one.
And of most course, most security systems, most of the security companies that you install and buy a service from for your computer, most of them see these things when you click or when you're about to go somewhere. Most of them will try to stop you, won't they?
Some will, some won't. One of the big tricks that attackers use is the actual infected websites aren't up for more than a day or even hours. They basically rotate through them very quickly.
So it's a zero day kind of thing.
As soon as security companies try to update their stuff to be ready,
yeah.
it's already changed to something else.
Yeah,
so that's part of the trick there. You know, keep moving, so that as someone is clicking, you're looking to say, okay, the no fraud thing came up. It's like, well, yeah, but the actual website is about an hour old. So
these guys remind me of what I've said over the years about people who steal things. If they would work that hard in a regular job, they'd be a lot happier, you know, and they wouldn't be breaking the laws or hurting people. Scott, thesecurityadvocate.com, is that the website?
Absolutely.
So check it out, folks. Scott Arno, and we'll be right back. We got more to come after the break.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.